Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Jacob rested with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encounter God and what God has done for me. Rano shalamarade kabalanianza. Oh, when I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awaken me from sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder rolls very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around. Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me.
Christ loves me.
He gave his blood and he gave us life. He gave his blood and he gave us life. He gave his blood and he gave us wealth. He gave his blood and now I'm free. He gave his blood and now I'm free.
Candy and this conference.
Let's go. Darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God, he's the breath of God, he's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit, he is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here. Ruach Elohim, Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. On your wedding day, you're going to sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has? When that healing happens, what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has.
I am. One more time. What we waited for.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. Almighty God, we magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. We say thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our grandchildren. Lord, we thank you. We bless you for each and every one here this morning. In the name of Jesus, those that are here now and those that will listen at another time. And so, Almighty God, we thank you. We bless your name. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve all adoration, O God. Lord, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We praise your name. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we repent of every sin we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, Almighty God. And renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you, O God, for mercy. Mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy upon our parents, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Lord, your mercies are new every morning. You said if we confess your sin, our sin, we said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God, we come to the throne of grace, and we pray your mercy. We cry out, O God, to you to forgive. We repent, O God. In the name of Jesus, repent on behalf of our children. Repent on behalf of our grandchildren. Lord, repent on behalf of our spouses. Repent on behalf of each and every one here this morning. Our family members, we repent. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, oh, God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Almighty God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit in the blood of Jesus, our souls, our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for your precious blood. Father God, the blood of Jesus heal us. The blood of Jesus deliver us. The blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. Let the blood speak on behalf of us. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this home in the blood of Jesus. We soak the prayer line in the blood of Jesus. We soak each and every one here this morning in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh, God. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the blood, the healing blood, the deliverance, the restoration that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. The shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance. We ask you, Almighty God, to send your holy angels to war on our behalf, to assist us, to minister to us as we pray, O God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, O God. O Spirit of the living God, breathe on each and every one of us this morning. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon us. Breathe in us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, breathe in our environment. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us. Breathe in us. Breathe in us. Breathe on in this service. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We ask the Spirit of the living God to move in our midst. Let the kingdom of God come. Let his will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God. We adore you, O God. Father, touch each and every one this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch us, O God. Touch us, O God. Touch us, O God. Touch each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Touch us, O God. Pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, healing, restoration. In the name of Jesus, healing, restoration, deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We honor you, O God. We magnify you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to do something different, a little bit different. We haven't had the testimonies for a while, and I want anyone who have a testimony, I'm going to open the line. So please give their testimony, because your testimony can bless someone else. You know, your testimony, everybody woke up, so it's a regular thing. We thank God when we wake up. It's supernatural. God woke us up this morning. Yes, praise the Lord for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. But there's something after he woke you up this morning, after he woke you up last week, last year, what has he done for you? He just didn't wake you up. There's more he did after he woke you up. So we praise God for waking us up this morning. We praise God for our children. We praise God for our families. We praise God that the children are not, they're not in the morgue. We praise God that we are alive. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So what has the Lord done for you that somebody will hear it? If they're going through different situations in their lives, what will your testimony do for that person? Hallelujah. Amen, in Jesus' name. So the line is open, and then you can just go and say amen and just give your testimony in Jesus' name.
Conference unmuted.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go this morning, folks. Oh, he has been doing for me. A blessing that he woke me up this morning. And I found myself in his presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. I bless him ever so much. I don't know. The songwriter said, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. But this morning, on all the blessings that God has been blessing me. Sometimes when I sit down, I sing a song, I don't know why the Lord keeps blessing me. I don't know. Is it because I'm sinful that why he keeps blessing me or what? Because I can't see something that I have done. I can't see a tangible thing that I have done for God for which he keeps on blessing me. And I bless the Lord this morning for what he has been doing in my life, in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life, my siblings. my nieces, my nephews, my friends, their children. When I look around, I see every one of us stay intact. So we have been attacked by sicknesses, my sisters and I, but yet we are alive. We can talk, we can see, we can hear, and we can try to move around. What more should he have done? He died on the cross for me. What more? I thank him ever so much for what he has done. And most importantly, I bless him. I glorify him. I magnify him. My son and Ghana got married last month. He will be graduating from his first stage of his seminary. I'm so happy that God has carried him through his studies, the first stage. And I know he will take him to the second stage and to the third stage. I bless God for he and his wife. Then he will soon be doing his German language test. I'm asking the Lord to guide him, to send wisdom upon him as he will go to that test. Let the Lord be there with him. Let the Trinity be there with him, sit in the seat with him and direct him that he will pass. Thank him ever so much for what he's doing in my life. I got nothing to give him, but he always there for me. Don't know why he loves me. I thank him for Susanna, for what he's doing in her life. And I bless God for her life, for the strength that God gave her. I thank God for her. I thank God for my other niece, two of them. If I name them, I will not leave this place. But I just want to tell you people, the Lord has done so much for me. He has done so much, more than my tongue can tell. Ever so much. A blessing. So I'm not well. I'm not well. The operator on my knee and they implanted something in the leg. I don't know, the thing like is not in place or something. It gave my foot hard time. That's all. Besides that, nothing I can complain about that hurting me so much. But with all that, I can stand on this morning. I can stand and walk with my kid. I'm telling him thank you this morning to walk me. And he speak to me what he wants me to do. When he asks me to do anything, I will not say no. Whether I know it or not, because he will not send me without equipping me.
Amen.
If anything God wants me to do, let him speak to me. It's my prayer. What he wants me to do, let him tell me. Because I know he will equip me to do it. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning. Amen.
We bless God. We praise God for your testimony. And we pray that not only death, but for Samuel, pray for his test that he's taking, that the Holy Spirit will be with him, bring everything to his remembrance as he takes the test, that he will pass with flying colors in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his breath. Bless God. And we thank God for your sisters and all the things he's done. And he's doing in your sisters, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren. I mean, when you start talking about the goodness of God, there's so much time to even complete it, because, you know, on this prayer line, but God is good. And we know that when he has started, he will complete. We pray for him to completely and totally heal that knee and every part of your body that needs to be healed.
Amen. Amen.
To show you and direct you on every specific assignment. Because sometimes God will give you tiny, tiny assignment, but that you will understand the specific assignment that he has given you in the name of Jesus. And I give you on your assignment, some of your assignment, you are watchman on the wall, you pray for others, you interceding. That's a great responsibility to intercede for others. So that's part of your responsibility, specific assignment. We ask him to bring that to you in the name of Jesus. We to review what he wants you to do, you know, but sometimes God just simply wants us to just be an example.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the only book someone can see that you are a book, you know, your children can see, other people can see and see Christ you and come to know Christ and believe because of your faith, your unshakable faith in Christ. But we pray and the Lord will give you detail what he wants you to do in the mighty name. And we bless you, bless him. We appreciate you, what you do already in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Also,
tell the Lord, thank you for your goodness. We thank you for his greatness. We thank you for, Lord, the Lord has done so much. You know, I mean, everywhere we're right here now, he's doing something in every one of our lives. Right here. If God could show us the things that are happening, we won't stop praising him. Protecting our children. Protecting us. Doing it, God is always he that keepeth Israel. Never
sleep.
So we just give him glory. And we give him honor. And we magnify. Yeah. Is there anyone who wants to say anything? If not, Mother Pastor Young, just do the closing prayer for us. I want to say that I have to start teaching Bible studies. And Bible studies may not be exactly at 9 a.m. because I take the little boy to the bus stop, but at least I can be back at about 9:10 or, you know, 9:10 or something like that, you know, got a bus stop. So by the time I put him on the bus, I can come, you know, I walk right back home, which is it takes me 5-10 minutes. So I have to do Bible study 9 a.m. So we're going to shift because God gave me some things to do now. So we'll start doing Bible study, and I'm going to start as of today. Amen.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. God wants us to do a Bible study. And so when everyone's leading, just do the praise and worship, the opening prayer. By the time you finish doing all of that, I should be home to do the Bible study in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's get prepared for Bible study. I will start today in Jesus' name after Bible study Tuesday and Wednesdays. Tuesday and Wednesdays. The third day, you know, we do the regular stuff. But on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I will do the Bible studies and in the morning in Jesus' name. If we need to do it, let's see, and God will direct us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay, you do the closing prayer. And Fatima, is there anything else you have to say? She's probably at work too, and Mariama is at work. So, Pastor Young, just do the closing prayer for us, please.
Look, our most gracious and everlasting Father, Creator of heaven and the earth, Lord, we thank you this morning for waking us up. You didn't have to mother's rocking her babies, and you woke us up this morning. We found ourselves in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Papa God, for waking us up. Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor for this weekend, for what you have done in the life of I Am That I Am. Father, I can't stop praising you. When I saw it on Facebook yesterday, I saw it, the crowd. I said to myself, God, I don't know why I should have been in this crowd, God. You know why I was not there. But thank you, Papa God, that I am alive and seeing it. Thank you for the woman of God who you inspire to do these things. Still inspiring her, Papa God, she and her husband. Give them supernatural strength, spiritual strength, and physical strength. Let him do your work on earth. While it is day, when night cometh, no man walketh no more. And so, Father, thank you for last weekend program that was held in Maryland. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Even though those who can come are very few, but this prayer line means it's all around. When I saw the program, I said, God, so these are the people that can hear ever I Am That I Am. Sending this prayer line all over the world. So I bless you for Apostle and her husband for what you did. And those are wins. I bless you for them. And you carry them home, Papa God. Let them spread the good news of Jesus Christ, of what you have done for them, for that program. I thank you. I told you. And as she's talking about the Bible studies, Father, I thank you again. I thank you that we will go into the Bible. We have been doing it, and we're coming to do it again. Be with us. Give us retentive membrane. Let us remember what we are learning. Our Father and our God. And when men see us, and we know surely, you have called us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for those that are not here because of their work schedule. Many of them are unmuted. They are hearing. They were here. They would have given their testimony, but you know their testimonies. You know it. And so, Lord, we thank you for what you have done in their life. What you have done in all of us lives, Papa God. It will say it will not leave from here. But thank you, Papa God. Thank you, gracious and everlasting Father. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the second day of May. Father, as we are about to leave, we are not leaving your presence. Jesus, if we forget to pray for things that we're to pray for, Lord, remind us. Remind us to pray for everybody. We thank you. We thank you, Papa God. We thank you for the program. We thank you for Apostle and her husband. We thank you for what they are doing. Father, I was so much encouraged. I didn't even want to stop looking at them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
which art
in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our
daily bread.
And forgive
us our trespasses,
Okay, thank you.